Taf Yud Amud Aleph. We'll begin five lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. So we're discussing Shmona Esrei, and that the Shem Svatzai Tiftach is considered part of the Shmona Esrei, and at the end of the Shmona Esrei we say Yul Rotzen Imrei Fi. Michne Hai Yul Rotzen Imrei Fi. Mashal Vaseiva Mashal Mikor. Yul Rotzen Imrei Fi could be mashma, it implies at the beginning of Shemona Esrei that what I will say will be accepted, or what I've said should be now accepted to Rabbeinu Shalom. It could be mentioned either way. So it's mashma lebesayv. My address is mashma lebesayv. Mashmi korah debin lemeim debin lemeimer. My time at teknu arabonu lachar yudchas brachos lemer mi korah. Why was it the kana that should be said after the Shemona Esrei? Let it be said prior to the Shemona Esrei. Amar Yehuda Breid Rishim Ben Pazi Hoyle V'loy Amar David El Acha Yurches Parshias. Since David HaMelech said it after 18 Parshias, so then he said this pasuk. We similarly, after the Yurches Brachas, initially Shemona Esrei was Yurches Brachas, 18 Brachas, we say the Yilaros and Imrei Fi after that. Lefichach takin rabban alacha yud ches brachas. Respect the Gemara. What do you mean that David HaMelech said it after 18 parshias? Hani yud ches yud tes havin. There's 19 for the Gemara. Asheish v'lam arak shugayim chara parsha. That's considered one. The first two prokim, the way we have, they're two separate prokim. But the Gemara says that in reality is considered one. So therefore, the pasuk of Hashem Svasai Tifsach really comes after 18 parshias. Damar v'yirbereid rishimin paze kuf gimel parshias amr David. He said 103 kapitloch hatfilin v'loy amr haleluka asherah b'mapalosin shel rishayim. But he only said haleluka when he saw the downfall of rishayim. Shenamra yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz rishayim oid einam barchi nafshi es Hashem haleluka. So, Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? This is in Kapitel Kuv Dalet. It's 104. Why are you saying 103? Hani Kuv Gimel Kuv Dalet Havi. Elishma Mino Asher Yesh Olam Arak Shugayim Chara Parshi. So therefore it must mean that no, we say 103 because the first two Kapitloch are really considered one. So therefore it says that it's mentioned after Kuv Gimel 103 Parshias. Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Amar of Yaichanan. Kol Parshi Shalaya Chaviv Al David. Any parsha that was chovev was precious to David. He began with Ashrei and he concluded with Ashrei. Pasuk ba'Ashrei d'chsiv Ashrei Aish. It says Ashrei v'sim ba'Ashrei d'chsiv Ashrei kol chorchei boy. And it says he concluded with Ashrei. It says Ashrei kol chorchei boy. So therefore we see that the Ashrei Kol Chorchei Boy is the considered the siyum, the conclusion of the parsha of the second parsha. Really, the two. Therefore, like we said before, it's considered one. It's pasuk ba'Ashrei that Ashrei Aish, which is the first kapitel, v'siyum ba'Ashrei d'chiv Ashrei Kol Chorchei Boy. So we see that it's considered one kapitel, it's joined together, and it's considered to be one kapitel. Taisus has a question. These are the only two that start and end with Ashrei. What do you mean, kol parsha shayis l'chaviv al David? Any parsha. This is the only one that starts and ends with Ashrei. So what does it mean, kol parsha? So Taisus answers that it doesn't mean necessarily zilav davka Ashrei. It means any parsha that was chaviv to David, he started, he began, and ended with the same word. Like Tehillah David, that it says Tehillah David, and it says, and we end the parsha with Tehillah David, with Tehillah, Tehillah Hashem. And similarly, Hallelujah, a parsha that starts with Hallelujah and ends with Hallelujah. So it means in the same manner that a parasha, which is Chavit, begins and ends with the same word. Lav Davka, what we're saying over here, Ashrei, it happens to be that the beginning, the Ashrei of Tehillim, and what we have is the second capital, but David, the Gemara is saying it's considered as one, starts and ends with the same word, with Ashrei. Hani Bre Yunad, the Havi Bishchavus, the Romer, the Amaratzim, who were Shoim, were in the neighborhood of Romer, Vahavikam, and Sar Letuva, they were agitating him excessively. They were giving Soros, Havakaboy Rav Meir Rachmei Alayo Ki Hecha Dele Musa. He davened that they should die. The way that Tzach explains it is that he davened that they should die because if they continue to live, they will be Rishoyim Gimurim. And this way, if they die, they'll die with some zchuyos and they'll be able to be merit to be zeichet to some measure of Olam Haba. Amalei Beria, the base of Beria's wife, said, "My daikach, why you think to say daven for the death? Mishum dechsiv yitam chatoim mina mechachatoim." The capital that we mentioned before, and that's why it's brought down over here. It says in Borchinav, she says yitamu chatoim miksiv chaitim. It doesn't say chaitim that the sinners will expire. Chatoim ksiv. It means chatoim the sins. Save the crawl, look to the end of the pasuk. It says, "Rishoyim oit eina." It says, "And the rishoyim are no longer." Came the yitamo chatoim. Well, if the chatoim are gone, rishoyim oit eina. So, what does it mean to imply they're rishoyim oit eina? Yitamo chatoim. So, what's this addition of rishoyim oit eina? They're no longer rishoyim. Ela boya rachmi Allah daven de la hadr b'tshuva. Rather, don't daven that they should die. Daven that should be chayzer b'tshuva u'rishoyim oit einam. And rishoyim oit einam, meaning the way it's explained, and the Achraim explained Rashi, is that yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz, that not the sinners, but the chatoim, the ones, not chatoim, chatoim, the ones that cause. That causes the chet, that causes to be chet, meaning the Yetzer Hara, daven that they shouldn't have a Yetzer Hara, or Rishoyim, and now we understand the continuation, Rishoyim ein einam, they're no longer Rishoyim, because they won't have this Yetzer Hara. Boy, Rachmi, I love you, v'hada b'tshuva, taki daven, then they were chayz b'tshuva. Continuing with on, similar type of a maisa, Amra le hao tzaduka lebruya. There was a tzedukia that said to Bruri, "Ksiv Rani Yakara Lo Yalada." It says she'll rejoice the Yakara, the one that's a Yakara Lo Yalada. She does not give birth. Mishum de Lo Yalada Rani. She's rejoicing because she doesn't give birth. What does it mean that she rejoices that she doesn't have a child? She answered, "Amalei Shatya Shaita Fool Shaf Shavela Save the Kara." Look to the end of the pasuk of Ksiv Ki Rabim Bnei Shemaim Bnei Bula Amar Hashem. So it says, the Rabbim Rav Meishem Meimah, the one that's desolate, meaning Klal Yisrael, which is in the Golis and all this time, which is desolate, Rabbim B'nei Shemeimah, she'll have more children, Mibnei Be'ula, from the one that didn't have the Golis, from B'nei Esav, which were considered married, she was considered that she's not sent away, that Klal Yisrael, lost in love, will be greater than more, than have more children and be have more of a great nation. And then Bnei Esav. So what does it mean? So what does it mean, Akara? I says, Kiram Bnei Shemei Bnei Be'ul Amar Shem Elamai Akara Lo Yalada. What does it mean that she rejoices the one that doesn't give birth? In fact, we see that there will be a multitude of all Israel she will give birth. It means Rani Kenes Israel Shidai Melisha Akaram, that she'll rejoice the Kenes that. It's compared to a woman that doesn't give birth, can't give birth. That's what she rejoices. That she doesn't have evil children that are going to end up in Gehenna like you. Similar type of mice. It says a mizmer, a song, David, he ran away when he's running away from Avshalom his son. Now this is written in the beginning of Tehillah. This is written in the Tehillim in Capital Gimel. Uksiv le David michtam, a special song, Bevarch b'nei Shaul b'mara, when he ran away from Shaul and he was in the cave. Hai maisa hava b'reish, which maisa occurred first, michtam maisa Shaul hava b'reish. The maisa of Shaul, when David was running away from Shaul, Melech was much earlier than the maisa when he was running away from Avshalom his son. So lechta b'reish. So why isn't the maisa of Shaul written earlier? First, it's written earlier in Tehillim, it's written the Maisa of Avshalom. And only later, it's written the Maisa of Avshalom. Amalehi answered, also in the Loi Darshis and Smuchin, you don't darshan from the connection of different psukim that we darshan differently, mudim. So kashalcho, so you have a kashim, and ananda, darshin and smuchin, like kashalan. We darshan smuchim, and therefore we have the answer. Yes, chronologically, it was really the Maisa of Avshalom was first, but the the Maisa of Avshalom is written first to learn out another drasha that it's written earlier to be Seimechet to this following Pasuk. How do we know that we darshan Smuchim, the juxtaposition of Sukim one to the other, that we learn out of drasha Shememara, Smuchim La'ad, L'Oilam, Asuyim Be'emes V'yosha. It's a smuchim la'ad, it's a slim be'emes yosha, that it's put together in a particular plan. There's an order where it was put together and placed so that we should learn out different drashas. So lom and nismucha parashas of Shalom, parashas Gog and Magog, why was it placed there? Right? Why was the parashas of Shalom written in that order to be soimichet to the parashas of Gog and Magog, to the capital of Lom HaRak Shugayim? To teach you, Shimei Melech Adam Klum Yeshevet Shemayr Barabai, if you're going to question by Muhammad Zagoy Gamaga, Goy Gamaga, is there an Eved that rebels against his master? This is a son that rebels and against his father and is trying to kill him. Elahava, Achaname Hava. Avshalom happened and Goy Gamaga will happen as well. What does it imply when it says that the Pia Pascha v'chach, she opened her mouth with wisdom and the Teres Chesed is on her tongue? Kenegid mi amar shlema mikrazeh? Who is it referring to? Lo yamel kenegid David aviv. It's a reference to David, his father. Shedar v'chamisha oilamim v'amar shir. He lived in four worlds, and he said Shira. So the way the Mefarshim explained is Pia Pascha v'chachm. It's in the Lashon Nekeva. Now, what does it mean? It's referring to saying it's referring to David HaMelech. So why does it say it in Lashon Nekeva? It's referring to the Lashon HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh, rather the Ruach HaKodesh is Lashon Nekeva. So Ruach HaKodesh that David HaMelech had when he lived in these five worlds, that's the Pia Pascha B'chachma, the Ruach HaKodesh. Darbi Me'ima, he lived in his mother's womb, Vamar Shira. Shinimer Baruchi, Nafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Krovai, means the inners. Eshem Chacha, Yatzalav Yerolim, he now was born, he went into the world, when it's Takal B'chay Chavim Mazols, he looked at the stars, Vamar Shira. Shinimer Baruch Hashem, Malach of Gibor Ekoyach, Isid Devorah, Lishmoy Bekol Devorah, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvakav. So the Kol Tzvakav, all the hosts, that's referring to the Mazolas, the Kechavim, David HaMelech said Shira. Yonak Mishtei Ima, he nursed from his mother in his Takal Bedadeh HaVamar Shira. And he said Shira as he was nursing, Shinimer Baruch Yinav, she has Hashem, Va'al Tashchi, Kol Gemulah. Kol Gemulav, what was Goimel means to nurse, my Kol Gemulav, Amar Avavosh, Asla Dodim B'makam Binam. So what was the praise, the special praise, that where he nurses, where the child nurses, is the Makam Bina, it's close to the head, Makam Bina, that's a praise, time amai, what's why is that a praise? Amar Yehudish Kadesh Alistak of a Makam Erva, that should not be, it should be Makam, but that's close to the head, not in the Makam of Erva. He saw the downfall of Rishoyim. There are no more Rishoyim. Baruch Yinashi, as Hashem, hallelujah. So he gave praise when he saw the downfall of Rishoyim. Nistakel b'yam amisa, v'amar shir Hashem, baruch Yinashi, as Hashem, Hashem elokai gadol tamoid, hoid v'hoder lavashta, hoid v'hoder lavashta. That you wore, cloaked yourself in glory. My mash bal yom misa nemar. Where do we see a reference over here for yom misa? Amar Rabba Bar Shila. Let me save it in Yana. From the end of the pasuk, you'll see if tasev panechi v'haleim tasev rucham igvon. Igvon used to expire, meaning that at the yom misa itself, that the neshama now has is oiled to a high madrega. There's the mock misa itself, not like the nations understand that it's the expiration. But the soul itself, the neshama itself, attains a higher madrega, the highest madrega is at that time. So he said, Shira. Rav Simi Bar Ukva, Ovam Rilamar Ukva, Havishchiyat Kamid Rav Shem Ben Pazi, Tamasadra Agadata Kamei. He was arranging the Agadas in the forum of Shu Ben Levi, of the Agadas of Shu Ben Levi. Omer Le Maidachzi, Baruch Hinashi, as Hashem Vachol Krovai, Hashem Kotcha. What does it mean to say Baruch Hinashi? And Kol Krova, the Inids, the Shem Kotcha, Amalei Boyerei, Shalakim Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. See how different the attribute of the Rebbeinu Shalom is, how different than Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam, Tzara Tzura Al Gabei Kaisel, he makes a etching or a carving or a die or an illustration on a wall, he cannot put into it innards, he can't put into a soul, he can't put life into it. He's different. He makes a child within a being within a being, a child within the mother. And it's inside another being. So therefore, that's a pshat in Baruch Hinashi of Chol Krovai, the innards, meaning the praising of Hashem, that he makes a fashions, a being with innards, with the Ruach and Hashem. Vayinu damar chana in kodesh kashem ki ein biltech ve'ein tzur kelekeinu. So it means there's no rock, there's no strength like Hashem. But we darshan my ain't surkalakin, ain't sirekalakin. There's no artist like Hashem. The greatest artist cannot draw something with life. Rabbeinu Shalom is the same sire. He makes a tzura b'sayich tzura, which has ruach neshama. My ki ain't biltecha. So literally means there's no one other than you. There's no one like you. We darsh a number of Yehuda bar Menas, al tegi ein ba ein biltecha, elag ein levaloischa. There's no one that can devour you, meaning no one can outlive you. Shalai ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basar v'dam maisa yadam avalmasa. A person creates something, then it outlives him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevalamasa, nobody outlives Rabbeinu Shalom. He outlives his creations. No, what I meant to ask was the following. Hane chamisha baruch hinafshi keneged mi amad David. The five says baruch hinafshi in that capital five times. It's corresponding to lo yarmel keneged kadosh baruch hu keneged neshama. It's corresponding to Hashem and the neshama. Ma kadosh baruch hu malei kol ha'olam af neshama malei kol ha'guf. Hashem fills the whole world in neshama. Fills the entire goof. A person is comprised, is neshama. There's no area within him that the neshama doesn't permeate. Ma kodesh baruch hu roya ve'en anir, he sees, and again Hashem is not seen, af neshama roya ve'en anir. The neshama sees, but it's not seen. Ma kodesh baruch hu zanez kol am kuloi, Hashem sustains the whole world, af neshama zanez kol a goof. Ma kodesh baruch hu tzohor, just like a kodesh baruch hu is pure, af neshama zahar. Ma kodesh baruch hu yoshev v'chad v'chadorim, nobody sees Hashem, af neshama yoshev is v'chad v'chadorim. So neshama also, it's in chad v'chadorim, it cannot be seen, and it's within the innards of the person, yet it sees, it sustains him, it's on him, it sustains him. Yovam mishi yesh b'chamish d'vorim halolo. So a person that has these five attributes, which have a similarity to Hashem, v'yeshabech l'mish yesh b'chamish d'vorim halolo, he should give praise to a Rabbeinu Shalom that has these five attributes. Who is wise and knows a pesher dover? It literally means the explanation of the matter. But we darshan mika kodesh baruch hu sheyidei lasayis pshara. We darshan pesher as the lashon pshara bein shnei tzadikim bein cheskiyo lishiyo. He knows how to make a pshara between these two great people, cheskiyo amelach and yeshaya novi. What's a pshara? Why was a pshara needed? Because Omar leisi Yeshayahu gabay, so the Ache Ashkan b'Eliyahu dazel gabay Ache. So Chizkiyahu said that Yeshayah, even though he was a Navi, but I'm the king, and the Navi should come to the king, just like we find that Eliyahu and Navi, the great Eliyahu Navi, came even to Achav Rasha. Yeshayah should come to me. But Yeshayah said opposite, Chizkiyahu should come to me. Because Yoram, the son of Achav, he came to Elisha, the Navi Elisha, the Talmud of Eliyahu, he came to Elisha. So they had this dispute. Ma also Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made a pshara. How did he make this pshara? Hevi Yisur Melech Hizkiyo. He brought sickness, suffering on Hizkiyo Melech. Va'omer lo Yeshaya. And then he told Yeshaya, Lech u'bakir zachayla. Go mivakir chayla. So that's how he made the pshara. Yes, at the end, Yeshaya came to Hizkiyo. But he came because Hizkiyo was sick. He gave Yisurim, so he came to mivakir chayla. Shenemru b'yom yamim chalok Hizkiyo lomas. And Yeshayah came to visit him when he was sick. Vayomer lav and Yeshaya said to Chizkiyahu, Ko amar Hashem, Tzav leBeischa, command your house, put your tzavoh, your will, ki meis al tavolei sicha, because you're going to die and not live. So we brought in this maisa to say the Pesher Dover, and now we're going to go into more details about what happened over here. So Yeshaya told Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he came to visit him, write your tzavoh, because you're going to die and you will not live. My ki meisata v'lo yisicha. If he's going to die, obviously he's not going to live. What is this double lashem? Meisata boi lamazeh v'lo yisicha lo ilam abo. You're going to die in this world and you're not going to get ilam haba. Amar le my kuli hai. Why so? Why would the great punishment? Why such a terrible punishment? Amar le mishum delay sakta v'pir v'rivya. Because you are not oisik in the mitzvah of pir v'rivya. You're a mevatel this mitzvah, so you won't get ilam haba. Amar le he answered, there's a good reason for that. Mishum de chazoy de beruach ha-kodesh and nafkim in oben in delay mali. Because I saw in ruach ha-kodesh that I'll have a son. He said that I'll have a son who was a rosham. Amar le b'hadi kishid rachman alamalach. It's not for you to go into the secrets of the Rebbeinu Shlom. My demif kadai boy lach lamavet. What you're commanded to do, you must do. Umadenicha kami kutchi brich olavet. And what Hashem wants to do, He will do. Omer lei. So he said to Yeshaya, Hashta havali bartach. Give me your daughter in marriage. Efsher the garment zchusa di dividach v'nachamina benin malim. Maybe your zchusa, my zchusa, will have a son who is not a Russian. Amar lei, he says, it's too late. Kfar nigzra alach gzera. There's already a gzera. It's too late. Amar lei ben Amos, he said to Yeshaya, ben Amos, he said, no, kalu nevi'ascha, you cease from your nevuah. Say, and leave. Kach mikublani mibeis avi haba. I have a Kabbalah, a tradition from my forefathers. Afilo cherev chadam unachas al tzavarat shal hadam al yimna asmin arachmi. Even if a person, the Cherev Chari, has a sharp sword on his neck, he should not cease from Rachmi, always down to Hashem, because ultimately Hashem will answer, and even if there's a Gzera, he can overturn that Gzera, and therefore he daven, and he therefore give me your daughter, and I will daven, and I will now overturn this Gzera. So, as Hashem, we'll see what happens.